Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 FY23 results conference call of Cupid Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yash Sawla from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining conference call of Cupid Limited. I would like to welcome Mr. Om Prakash Garg, Managing Director and Chairman. Om Prakash, sir, over to you.
Thank you, Yash. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Cupid Limited, I would like to welcome you all for attending the fourth quarter FY23 and the full year FY23 earnings conference call for Cupid Limited today. By now, I hope you had a chance to review the financial results we had circulated yesterday after the board meeting. I am pleased to report that the financial performance has improved significantly, not only in the fourth quarter, but also for the entire FY23. For example, in the fourth quarter, our top line improved by 34% as compared to a year ago quarter, and also the bottom line actually improved by 99% as compared to a year ago quarter. Now, talking about the full year performance, our top line at 164.1 crore improved by about 19% as compared to a year ago. However, the profit after tax improved by about 82%. These significant improvements have been achieved by better operating efficiency as well as because of the stable input costs. We are expecting more tender orders from Brazil as well as Tanzania. Right now, our order book stands at 177 crore as of April 1. As we had mentioned in the press release, the Cupid board has declared a final dividend of rupees 3 per share, making it a total of rupees 5 per share for the entire financial year. This is the best ever dividend your company has declared so far in its 30-year history. Now, going over to some of the highlights from the operations. First of all, like I have mentioned, this is the second best year for both the top line as well as bottom line during its entire 30-year history. Number two, the export business revenue was 94% of the total revenue. As you are aware, there are some export incentives from Government of India, which of course contributes to the improved performance. Number three, again, the profits have been achieved mainly due to stable lower cost as well as a better operating efficiency. And order book, as I mentioned, stands at rupees 177 CR as of April 1. And finally, the dividend payment total during the year would be rupees 5 per share. Now, coming to the outlook, because of the excellent order book, and also because of the growing demand for our products, mainly male and female condoms, we are expecting another good year, almost 10 to 12% improvement in the current financial year ending on March 31st, 2024. As compared to this year. In general, we have had many stable customers with whom we have been doing business for many years. For example, our top ranking customer is United Nations Population Fund, to whom we had sold about 57 CR worth of goods during FY23, and similarly, we have 6 or 7 other customers who have been ordering for our products for the last many years. By the way, we have sold our products to over 104 countries worldwide since we started the operations. So with these initial remarks, I am pleased to open the meeting for Q&A session.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone now. Take our first question from the line of Onkar Gungar Dare from Shri Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was regarding the 177 crore orders which are there with you. So how much you intend to complete entire order, since you said around 10-12% revenue growth, which implements to around 180 crores of revenue, and what would be the contribution from male and female in that? First question is that.
Okay, so we expect a minimum top line of 175 CR, and out of which 75% would be male condoms, 23% would be female condom sales, and 2% others.
Okay. The next question is regarding there were some talks about you have been approached by two other players for sale of the business. Any update on that front?
The negotiations are still going on, and there is no final decision as yet on that.
But what would be the timeline, if any, you can get?
I would say in the next 6 months.
So are the talks still going on? I mean, is there anything we can expect positively, or like what kind of talks are going on?
No, we have provided all the information the investors were looking for, and now they are in the process of organizing their strategy and funding for this deal. So the ball is in their court and very difficult for us to be more precise on what their thinking is.
Okay, these are other condom manufacturer players or these are the private equity players you are talking to?
No, they are independent investors.
Okay, so they are not related to this condom business, right?
Sorry?
They are not into this condoms manufacturing business.
No, correct.
Okay. Another question is regarding, today only you released a press release stating that cancellation of order. So, I mean, can you state the reason for that?
Well, we have been supplying all the three products, male condoms, female condoms, and lubricant jelly to UNFPA for many years. And this year, we had supplied about 25 crore worth of jelly to UNFPA. But what happened in March and April that they had tested some of our batches and they have established that during transit and during the storage period at the destination, quality parameter has deteriorated. And based on their risk analysis, they have decided to stop the orders already given to Cupid.
Okay, so this is with the quality of condoms which Cupid is supplying, or is it regarding exactly what?
No, this is not related to either male or female condoms. This is only related to the water-based lubricant jelly.
Okay, all right. Another question is regarding, there hasn't been any significant capital expansion or capacity expansion from the Cupid. I mean, what is the thinking on that front? And is there anything you are trying to, are you trying to bring in some fresh management change to bring this business to the new level of growth? A fresh face might be. Or since the talks are going on for the sale of the business, there is no intent for that.
No, right now our thinking is to look at a possible expansion of business. So that is one part of the investment consideration we have been discussing. But other than that, there are no plans to bring in any fresh management personnel.
Okay, and what kind of expansion you are talking about? Can you elaborate?
We could add male condom and female condom production capacity. That is our primary issue right now.
By how much and what is the current capacity? Like, any idea on that?
Yeah, we have about a total of 560 million pieces of male and female condoms per year.
Yeah, so what's the current capacity utilization and what's the capex you are looking at? How much addition that would be to the existing
capacity utilization is 94%, and we are looking to add about 12 to 15% capacity expansion.
Okay, so around from 560, you would be looking at around how much? Around 7 lakh or like how much?
About 700 million approximately.
Okay, and how much time that would take, or is there any concrete plan regarding this? When can we expect this and how much capital that would need?
Okay, it would need from 12 to 15 CR, and it will take from about 12 to 15 months.
But has that already been decided by the management, or like, how is it?
So we are closely examining the market size and market order situation and the current capacity worldwide, and we want to make sure that when we do decide to expand the capacity, that we are likely to get the orders continuously for many years to come.
Okay, just a final question on the raw material prices. How is the current trend going on in this quarter?
Okay, most of the input cost in terms of the packing material, silicon oil, chemicals, the prices are either stable or they are down 5 to 7%. Only the natural rubber latex, the price trend seems to be up about 6% this year as compared to last year.
Okay, so 6% up from the Q4 or Q1 of the last year?
No, from Q1 of last year.
Okay, as compared to the current quarter, which is currently going on, that is Q1.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, what happened to Tanzania male condom tender of 75 crore, which was expected to open in March 22, and also the Brazil tender? So have these tenders already been opened or they are still awaited?
No, the March tender from South Africa has been postponed, and now it is supposed to be next week, i.e., first week of June. And another order, female condom tender from Brazil, is expected to be announced also during the later part of June.
Okay.
Some of the tenders have been delayed due to the budgetary control from their respective national governments.
Okay, sir. So now we are anyway capacity constrained. So and on the other hand, sir, this IVD division, it is year on year, actually the sales have gone down from 3.7 crore to 40 lakhs in the whole of last year, whereas the loss has shot up dramatically to 1.4 crores. Sir, and last quarter you had mentioned that for last financial year, 10 crore revenue was expected, but instead we got 40 lakhs. And last quarter you had told us that in for the FY24 to expect 50 to 100 crore revenue. And so 3 years back, while starting this division, you had said that in FY21 itself, 30 to 40 crore revenue was expected, which none of this came. So now, what is the outlook for FY24 for IVD division? What kind of losses shareholders can expect, which we were expecting anywhere from day one? And yes, sir.
Okay. The IVD project, as I had mentioned earlier, was delayed by 2.5 years due to COVID. And when we started production in late 22, we had achieved 40 lakhs worth of sales in the current FY23 situation up to March 31st, 23. Now, we are forecasting a sale of 2.5 crore for FY24 and a minimum sale of rupees 5 crore in FY25. There are two main reasons that the sales are not growing as fast as we had projected 2 years back. One is that most of the big tenders, including the Government of India tenders and many other international tenders, they require a manufacturer to have 3 years of operating experience, because before they are eligible to participate in the tender. So that has prevented us from participating in some of the bigger tenders. The other issue is the requirements of WHO. Now, Cupid has applied for the WHO, and it's likely to take about 12 to 15 more months. And if we receive the WHO approval, that will open big doors for all the United Nations orders, World Bank funded orders, like from Global Fund and so on. So once we start to meet those two major conditions, the entire market would open for Cupid. So that is the situation. We are fully equipped now. We have the staff. We have through about 75 local distributors in India, we have sent our samples, and we have asked these potential customers to review the quality of our products, packing, as well as how we compete in our pricing as compared to the competition.
So what kind of losses can we expect for this year and next year, and when will this division break even, if at all?
I would say that it would start to break even once we have the sales over 5 crores in FY24.
Sir, realistically speaking, sir, now there is no demand and there is huge overcapacity in global industry. So the established players are working on break even level. So realistically speaking, things look really bleak. So is it not wiser to just scrap this project, and whatever space we will get available, we can at least start producing more condoms, which is making money for us?
Well, both operations are independent. There are separate machinery, equipment, as well as personnel, and their background and training. So IVD, in our view, would stand as a standalone operation, and the reason that some of the bigger players may be breaking even, our view on that is that the products we have, 5 products we have identified, which is HIV, dengue, malaria, syphilis, and pregnancy test kits. There is not as much competition in the top 4 I have mentioned, and our margins would be better, plus 20%, and plus we are expecting more and more business from export sales as opposed to the domestic sales. And as you know, the export sales will carry 4 to 5% of additional Indian government incentives. So we are convinced that this is a good business to be in. Although we have been slow in achieving our targets, but it's part of the, you can call it a learning process for us. But we are confident that in next year and a half, we would be more than breaking even.
Sir, best of luck with the learning process. And sir, just wanted to understand that what is the 100 crore cash lying on our balance sheet. Sir, before we start another third venture and start making losses, sir, it is better to return the money to the shareholders in the form of our share buyback.
Okay, we have seriously considered the issue of share buyback. It was discussed also in the last call. And we have 2 other possible expenditures coming up One is the higher need for capital expenditure due to this possible expansion, and the other one is a larger working capital requirement for IVD operations. So we would continue to look at the buyback option, and once the situation is clear on above two situations, we would certainly look at it again.
Sir, I mean, you just told us that 12-15 crore will be the capex that we are looking at condom expansion. And sir, for 5 crore of IVD sales, how much working capital can possibly, 5 crore revenue take? Sir, and plus, we have internal accruals also. This year also, you are expecting all-time high revenues. So, I think we can easily do a share buyback of over 50 crores. So, kindly think about it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Yashwanti Ketkar from Cogent Finvest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So, I just wanted to understand, like, how is the Indian market as well as the contraceptive industry is concerned?
The Indian market for condoms, particularly for male condoms, is growing, and the only issue is that there are four or five low capacity manufacturers who are offering their products at a much lower price. So the bottom line for the sale of male condoms in India is lower than what we achieve in our export sales. So market itself is good, but profits are much lower.
And what is the difference in the margin in the international market and in the Indian market?
In Indian market, you can expect 5-7%, and in the export markets, minimum 15%, more like 20%.
Okay. So you mentioned in your opening remarks that you kept the cost under the control. So what raw material cost under the control? So what is the raw material used for the manufacturing?
I'm sorry, please say it again.
So I just want to understand, what is the raw material used in the manufacturing?
Yes, natural rubber latex.
Okay. And how is female condom segment is going in India?
Yes, the demand is increasing, and it's the projection is also likely to increase, including the Ministry of Health. Government of India is also contemplating additional tender to for the manufacturer to supply additional condoms.
Okay, sir. That is all from my side, Naitan. I will come back in soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ranu Parwal from Acura Solutions. Please go ahead.
Nothing. I think my questions are answered. Most of the questions were already included here. So thanks from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Zaki Nasir from an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a decent set of numbers and best of luck for the next year. So my two questions are about the IVD segment, sir. The capacities you have set up, what kind of peak turnover are possible in that segment? And do you expect to achieve it in the next 3-5 years, sir?
Okay, we expect to do, like I mentioned, 5 crores worth of IVD sales in FY25, and 50-100 crores starting from FY20, 2026, because of the two qualifications I mentioned earlier, i.e. WHO approval, and second is the qualifications that we have been in the manufacturing business for 3 years. So based on those two factors and based on our current capacity, we can easily achieve a sale of about 100 crores after FY20.
Fantastic, sir. Fantastic, sir. And sir, I would also want to ask you whether any product extension you are looking at, because making these latex gloves is I think a part of the process to making condoms kind of stuff. So are you looking at any kind of convenient product extension, because these latex gloves are also used a lot in nowadays, sir?
Okay. We have looked at other products, but after COVID, the demand for the gloves, hand gloves, has gone down. And many of the existing plants, say in Malaysia, have stopped operations, and some of them even have gone bankrupt. So the best product right now from market demand point of view and for future prospects are these male condoms and female condoms. And we are constantly reviewing the installed capacity worldwide as compared to the demand. That is why earlier I mentioned that we are contemplating a possible expansion program.
Sir, also, do we market any of our products under our own brand, sir? Because female condoms, do we market in our own brands, or it's just kind of a third-party manufacturer we do?
No, our products are all under Cupid. Cupid male condoms and Cupid female condoms. So
do we sell directly to the customer, sir?
Some of them, yes. Female condoms we are doing directly to the customers, both online as well as through physical distribution.
How's the response been, sir, to that?
The response from female condom is moderate. It's not picking up as fast as we had envisioned. But the sale of male condoms also through website as well as through some of the local distributors, but mostly through tender business, the demand has been increasing very much.
Thank you, sir. And sir, see, Cupid is a valuable company which throws up a lot of cash every year. For some reason, maybe the market cap doesn't indicate that. I just a suggestion for you, sir, that buyback would be a good option to correct the abnormality and also take some cash off the balance sheet, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah.
Same
question was asked earlier, and we are constantly evaluating the buyback option, and hopefully next few months we would be able to take a final call on that.
Thank you, sir, and best of luck, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone now. Take a next question from the line of Omkar Gongardare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Last call, you had mentioned that US FDA is telling you to conduct studies in US for the approval of female condoms. So what's the status on that front?
Okay. US FDA has suggested some modifications they have recommended that the population base we had used in South Africa was almost 100% black, and US FDA has suggested a supplementary study including about 60% white people in South Africa, 30% black population, and 10% Asian Indian population. So we are gearing for that new study, but in general we had a positive response from US FDA that at least one other manufacturer like Cupid is trying to get into this field. As you know, currently there is only one product which has had monopoly since 2009. So FDA would also like to see a competitive product.
Yeah, but this issue is going on from say last 3 to 4 years. And when can we finally see you entering US and sales starting, and any timeline?
Okay. The reason it has taken us 3 to 4 years is that we started the study in South Africa in 2020, and then it was stopped during the COVID period for 2.5 years. And finally, when we had submitted our report late last year, the US FDA came up with their evaluation. So, it is a kind of time-consuming process, but the business outlook is very lucrative, so we are trying to expedite, and my hope is that by this time next year, we would have the US FDA permission.
Okay, so within a year, you expect to conduct the study and get approvals from US FDA?
Yes, that is our plan currently.
Yeah, and is there any application you have to submit to US FDA, and after that, how much time it takes to get the approval?
They have mentioned 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months once you send them the application, right?
Yes.
And when can we expect this application to be sent? After the once the feasibility study is done, after that only, right?
Yes. So I would say 9 months from now, we should be able to submit the new application.
Okay. So you expect the study to take around 9 months from June?
Correct.
And after that, 6 to 8 months for the approval?
No, 3 to 6 months.
Okay, so even if we take maximum of 6 months, so around nine months here and 6 months there, so around 1.5 years from now.
15 months, we are hoping.
Okay, and say if we get this approval in, say, next 15 months, what kind of sales we are looking at?
We are looking at about $1 million sale, or about 8 crores. In the first year with a 50% profit margin. So 4 crores worth of profit in the first year.
So that wouldn't be 4 crores, right? Around 8 crores sales, that would be 50% profit margin.
Yes. And this is after taking care of all the marketing expenses. The overall market is actually 100%, but we are adjusting it for the marketing expense. That is why I mentioned net 50% bottom line. On a sale of 8 crores in the first year, net profit of 4 CR.
Okay, but that would be 50% of profit margin, right? Earlier you mentioned 30% profit margin. So it is 50 or 30 net?
50.
So that is 50% margin you are talking about, net margin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not 30%.
No, not 30. It's 50%.
Okay. And another thing is that many participants have asked this several times. Just wanted to know why don't Cupid get in touch with some consultancy, financial consultancy who can guide Cupid very well in terms of how to use the cash properly and how to utilize it properly so that we can clearly have a roadmap regarding this.
No, we have been discussing what is the best use of these funds, and we had looked at investing more in equity as well as in debt funds, but we decided last year that it was too risky, and that is why we went into a safer option, which was to invest it in fixed deposits, which are now carrying about 7% interest. So, your suggestion is welcome, and we'll certainly engage with a financial consultant to see how we can improve our return on this investment, which is close to 100 crores.
Yeah, because your expertise lies in manufacturing of condom, basically condom business, right? Not investing in equity mutual funds or debt mutual funds. So you should give that job to someone who is from that industry, right?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. And we would welcome any suggestions that you might have or any other investors might have.
Okay. Is that the thing which the potential investors are also looking at?
We don't know that, but certainly they are looking at our positive cash situation and no debt in the company and good performance over last many years, stable operations. So a combination of all these factors must be in their view, in their discussions, internal discussions.
Okay, so how serious is this? How serious are these two investors? And like, what's the on ground situation? When have you talked to them lastly?
No, we talked to them last month, and as I mentioned in the earlier answer, they are looking at the their final decision, and they are having internal discussions. And I am estimating that within 6 months, this should be settled.
Okay, so these are the foreign individual investors or like from Indian individual investors?
No, they are Indian.
Both of them, right?
Right.
Okay, and what is the status on the South Africa order front?
South Africa order is expected to come in first week of June. This is the order they have postponed from last March.
Okay. Another question is that you have partially addressed that, but last year your dividend was around 4.5 rupees. This year your dividend is 5 rupees, and your profit has almost increased by around 80%. So at least the dividend should have been equivalent to that of the increase in the net profit, right? And on top of that, you have 100 crore cash. So why you are being so conservative in giving dividend? Even though this is your highest dividend, but if you compare it with your profit growth and the cash you have, it's nothing, right? 5 rupees this year, and last year it was 4.5 rupees.
No, we have been increasing in the dividends in last 4 or 5 years. There was a good amount of discussions at the board meeting, and certainly the point you have made was discussed as well. And we hope that with the time, this amount of dividend would go will improve more and more dividends.
No, I mean, you have been increasing dividends, but the pace of dividend is like very small and very negligible as compared to the profits you are making and the cash flow which you are generating. That's the whole question.
No, I understand, and we are trying to make the best use of these savings we have had. Like I mentioned to earlier callers, after looking at the cash flow requirements for the operations in next year and a half, we are considering the issue of share buyback.
So when can we hear exactly, like, concretely on this front from you?
I would say in the next 6 months, we should know the cash flow requirements, including capital expenditure.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shivam Bharat from ValueWise Wealth Management Services. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. In a previous question, you had told that there was a price increase of 6% in natural rubber latex. But in last conference call, you had told that you had an inventory holdup of at least 6 months. Then why is there a sudden spurt in raw material cost this quarter?
No, the like I mentioned, all the raw material costs have been stable or downward. The only exception is that starting January this year, there have been a slight increase, 2 to 3%, which has moved up to 6% in this month, during month of May. And this is a seasonal variation depending on the rainfall timing related to the monsoons in Kerala. So we believe this is a temporary phenomenon, and after the rain starts in early June, the prices should go back to its normal direction.
Okay. So, sir, can you brief us about the current inventory holdup which you are having?
No, when the latex, particular latex, we only hold inventories for 2 weeks production, and every week we issue one truckload, which is 175 drums. So inventory is for about 2 weeks.
Okay, sir. And sir, one more question. We have seen improvement in EPS of around 80%. So do we see this improvement sustainable over the next 2 years or so?
We hope so. We are working to improve our performance on many fronts, mainly the operating efficiency and lower rejection rate in the manufacturing process. And besides that, we should have more export incentives, and also the benefit of dollar-rupee exchange rate. So with all these factors, and in addition, we are trying to increase our selling price, talking to our major customers. So if that happens, certainly we could maintain this year's performance going over next 2 years.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thanks for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. We take a next question from the line of Onkar Gungardare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was regarding the second level management and why only we see only Mr. Om Prakash Garg on the call every time. Why the second level management doesn't come? And what's your plan on succession?
Well, we had in last three calls, we had the chief operating officer also joining me in the con call. And in terms of succession, we have a completely second and third line of management, including 10 senior managers who are with us for more than 12 to 15 years. So the only change would be a new CEO, and depending on the possible deals we are discussing, there is no other succession plan planned.
Oh, yeah, but the CEO thing has been going on for last 3-4 years, right? And you haven't found anyone.
Yeah, the reason is that there is nobody qualified for this particular manufacturing job, including international marketing. We have looked around, we have talked to many people, we have discussed it with our major customers. There are not many people available in this field in general. Condom manufacturing is much different than any other manufacturing. There is a serious quality issue, and only an experienced person can fill the requirements. And there are only 5 or 6 factories in India.
Okay, so but after you, who would be leading this company? I mean, I just wanted to know that. If this investor deal, it doesn't go through, sale of business, then what in case something happens to you, then who would be leading this company? I mean, there are managers, I can understand that, but the managers can't lead or give a way of growth to the company, right? Since you have been doing it for so many years, there has to be some plan on this.
No, the plan is that each of these potential investors in Cupid, they have their own plans. They will bring their own CEO, and they will bring maybe their top chief financial officer. So naturally, if they decide to invest in Cupid, they must have their own management plan. So that will be the succession plan.
Correct. But if this deal of selling the business doesn't go through, then what is the succession plan? And if you are saying it so confidently, then yeah.
No, that if we don't find a buyer, we will continue the business and we will continue the improvements we have shown. You look at our last 3 or 4 years record, we are one of the most profitable condom manufacturers in the world. So our productivity, our profitability is one of the best in the business.
Sir, so I'm not questioning your profitability or performance, but I'm just looking who will be heading this company if this doesn't go through after you.
My plan is to continue as long as I can.
Correct. That is good to hear, sir, but I hope you are getting my question from where I am coming through.
Yeah, please tell me again.
No, I just wanted to know, yeah, it is good if you are continuing for, even if you continue for, let's say, next 5-10 years, but there has to be some strategy in place, right? God forbid something happens to you, there must be someone who should be leading this company. And if this investor's deal go through, then there is no issue only. I mean, this is just in case if this doesn't go through.
Yeah, but we, first of all, you have to appreciate that we have been trying to locate a CEO, but no qualified person has come through. Second of all, God forbid, if something happens to me tomorrow, there is a chief operating officer and there is a full team of top managers in each branch, including finance, maintenance, exports, marketing, labor relations, and company secretary and compliance officer. So the entire structure is in place. The only missing person will be CEO, which the existing top manager can fulfill on a temporary basis. But we'll continue to look for a senior management person who can be who can easily fill in the position of CEO.
Okay, one question on the sale of the business you are talking about. Within the next 6 months, you can hear some concrete news on that. So even if that goes through, what kind of sale of business you are looking at? Like giving them a part equity or like fully selling the business?
No, they are interested to buy our 45% shares, which we hold.
You mean that would be a management change, right? So you would be going out and someone else would be coming in, right?
Yes, that is true. However, both the potential investors, they have requested me to continue with the new management also to help them go through the initial period of 2 to 3 years.
Correct. But you would be staying as the main pillar of the company or the chairman of the company for the next 2-3 years as a guiding force to them. But whatever shares you are holding, you would be selling them to the potential investors and they will be acquiring the full stake of your shares, right?
Yes, there will be a full management changeover and they will be fully controlling the management. If I do decide to join them, it will be only in an advisory capacity.
Correct. So you won't be holding any stake in the company once there is sale of business. Or maybe a partial stake here and there, right?
Sorry?
So once you decide to sell that, you won't be holding a major chunk of the equity, right? There would be some here and there 2-3% kind of stake or you would be exiting fully?
No, right now the plan is to exit fully.
Okay. And approximately what percentage is this, sir, if I can get that figure?
Say that again, please.
How much percentage of equity currently you are holding?
I said 45%.
On individual capacity or the entire management or the entire promoter you are talking about?
No, just me and my wife. We are the main promoters.
Okay. Are there any other promoters apart from you two?
Yeah, my brother has a minor stake and his wife. So, but
that would be how much?
Oh, that is like something like only 30,000 shares only out of.
So that would be around less than 1%, might be right? 1 or 2.
Correct.
Okay, and you and your wife, both of you are holding 45% stake, correct?
Yeah, 45.
Okay, and you both would be selling it to the potential investor.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Hope we hear that something from that front very soon.
Okay.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
So just to continue with what the earlier participant was mentioning, so when you have when you had discussion with the two gentlemen or the two people, sir, where have we zeroed in? Have we come across the valuation part or and how will you value your company in terms of the type of sales growth that we have seen is only being observed for the last 2 years? If I take your net sale number from 143 to 133 and now this lead jump in from 132 to 160. So what factors are you keeping in mind in when you come on across the table to decide the valuation?
Well, we are concentrating on improving the performance at the company. Now, in terms of valuation, everybody has their own method and their own priorities and their own thinking. So you may be evaluating it a PE of 15 and somebody else may be thinking of PE of 18. So it's difficult to put a final number on the evaluation.
But for a deal to go through, sir, there has to be an inclination or there has to be a zeroing point where both the buyer and the seller's thought has to submerge to conclude the transaction. So taking that into account, since you have got the pillars from them, how are you evaluating your stake in the company, given the amount of time, energy you have spent, and as per your the thought process and also the implementation that you are working more on the efficiency part. But when it comes to selling off your stake, there it all works out to how do you value your company, whether in terms of number, times of sales, or on the profitability. Or if you could give us some understanding, how are other companies who are concentrating only to this business of condo making are being valued globally? So that would give us some idea of what kind of valuation you can command going ahead.
Okay. Our expectation is that it should be a minimum of ₹300 per share.
Okay, sir. So if they offer you 300 per share, you are eager to sell your stake.
Yes, that is what our expectation is. You asked me about we value. Yeah. So
correct. Okay. And in terms of the people who are interested to buy your stake, they have any pedigree of this business, or they are financial investors only?
No, we are actually looking for ideas how to get a better return on our 100 crore savings, which are mostly in fixed deposits right now. So, since we are not experts in the financial area, we are looking for suggestions and ideas from every investor, and we would welcome their comments. How Cupid can improve the return. Last year we made only 6% on our savings, and people tell me that there must be a way to improve the earnings to more than that, certainly more than maybe 3-4%, maybe up to 10%. We would be happy to get some suggestions and improve the profit that way also for Cupid's earnings.
Correct, sir. And sir, what is the second generation for the company? Do you have the people from your family taking the second generation at the helm? You mentioned about you and your wife being the co-promoters.
Now, there is no second generation in line for the management. So, either I continue for whatever period I can, or some other investor takes over the management, or we are lucky to get a suitable candidate who can be the new CEO. So, these are all the possibilities, and we are open. On each of them.
Small points. Yes, sir. One more small point. Sir, since we, if we take the realm of things, we are a small vertical. There should be other pharma companies also who would like to add this as in their portfolio. So, have we looked for value from other small companies who would like to diversify in your segment and get a set business in terms of Cupid being a brand? So, and they having two separate verticals. Suppose a company is doing into formulations and in other drugs, can have a vertical of a condom, which is a profit-making organization. Okay. Have you looked into that aspect also, selling it to a pharma company itself, rather than going for a separate, looking for a separate investor?
Yeah, definitely, we would be interesting in hearing from any interested party, pharma company or any other operating entity, or even some kind of fund. So please do let us know and write to us. We will be very eager to sit down with them and discuss the entire issue.
I think that we should engage the big people who are there in the profession, who will arrange you a buyer. People in the con call, I don't think so, would have the pedigree because I don't know who are the listening or joining there in the call. But I think so you should be hiring the consultant who have an expertise and are for the lookout for buyer and seller for the transaction to culminate. So that should be the understanding going ahead. And so two questions are definitely the type of growth which we have seen, sir, for this year. What factors have led to it? Is it any one-off orders that got executed for this year that we have seen this incremental revenue, how convinced are you that this growth we can look forward for the coming year also?
Yeah, like I said earlier, we are open for any suggestions, and we would like to welcome you or anybody who can help us to guide in this matter.
Correct, sir. I was looking for an understanding of this year revenue growth. What factors have led to it, or is it a one-off event that has led to this growth in the increased revenue, or can we look at a continuity of the same on a top line of 159 crore for FY23? Can we look at growth for this year also? If you could give some color on the same.
Yes, we are forecasting about 8 to 10% improvement in the top line and bottom line for FY24. Assuming that the demand situation remains the same, the world economy stays stable, and there is no major increase in production cost. So, assuming stable kind of operating environment, that is our target right now.
Okay. And when we look at your segmental revenue, sir, it is divided into three parts. I think so. The other unallocated is the interest income that you are earning. But in the Vitro divided, the IVD segment, if you could explain the lower revenue and also the losses that we have posted. So what kind of capacity utilization levels do we have for the IVD segment and the outlook for the same going ahead?
Well, like I mentioned, if we have the two requirements which are WHO approval and to complete 3 years in operations in our IVD section, then we would qualify for many worldwide tenders. And I see FY26 target could be as high as 100 crores from IVD alone.
Okay, sir. So for Cupid to execute 100 crore revenue from the IVD segment?
Yes, that is our optimistic assessment, provided we achieve the two conditions which I mentioned earlier, WHO approval and having completed 3 years of operating experience, which are the requirements for major international tenders.
So where are we in midst of these two conditions getting fulfilled?
Sorry?
Sir, where are we in midst of, what factors are still left that we are unable to continue it? How many years are left for 3 years continuity to happen, 3 years of being in business? What is the pending period as of now?
Yeah, it's November of 2024. We would complete 3 years.
Okay. And for the WHO part, what is pending for them to get the approval?
About the same time, year 24 year end, December approximately.
So we completing 3 years is the precursor for WHO to give the signal? That is what you are trying to explain?
No. Both the issues are unrelated. 3 years is an actual manufacturing experience requirement, which we will complete it in November 24. The approval from WHO, that is an independent requirement, for which we are in the process of submitting all our documentation, qualification, our trial samples, all the specifications on our 11 products. So WHO requirement gives us recognition worldwide, and then many of the major tenders, they require a WHO pre-qualification in order to allow the bidders to compete for the business.
Correct. So, and this IVD is for the blood glucose monitoring and the self-test for pregnancy. These are the only two segments which that constitute IVD, or is it the space bigger?
No, the four major products we are concentrating on and which have the highest demands worldwide are number one, dengue fever, number two, malaria, number three, HIV infection, and number four, syphilis, which is the sexually transmitted infection. So there is a high demand and relatively less competition for these four products.
Thank you, sir. I'll try to connect offline also, speak to your advisor, Kirin advisor, and get in touch with the management team with more suggestions which I may have going through.
Yes, we would welcome that.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Shivam Parak from ValueWise Wealth Management Services. Please go ahead.
Sir, there is a decrease in sales of lubricant water-based jelly. So what are the plans for the current year? Will it be same or will we see some growth coming ahead?
No, like I mentioned, the lubricant sales this year will be less than last year because of the this quality issue which we are having discussions with the UNFPA, but that should be fixed in 3 to 4 months. So I would say FY24 will be maximum of 10 CR sales, and FY25 will be major expansion, about 30 CR sales of lube we are expecting.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question, and I would now like to hand the conference back over to Mr. Yash Savla from Kirin Advisors for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thanks, everyone, for joining the conference call of Cupid Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com and vastupal@kirinadvisors.com. And once more, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.